Good morning, everyone. I am going to talk to you today, shift the focus just a tad bit from the first two presentations, which were really focused, I'm so sorry, I do not have anything to disclose, which we're supposed to state also orally, so just to make sure. Okay, so shifting focus a little bit, we've been talking about the lower circle there on the right, or on your left, about the educated citizen. So those learning outcomes that that Dr. Soskoff talked about and Dr. Albertine talked about, some examples about integrating public health into a liberal education, very important. I think anyone in public health can agree. We would love to have more people that understand public health and how it relates to all of our lives. You know, and certainly in any undergraduate program, those learning outcomes are meant to be ways that folks can integrate. You can take ideas, you can take a certain outcome here or there, however it fits into a liberal education. And certainly there are model general education undergraduate courses that integrate some of those ideas. But what I really want to talk to you today about is kind of the second piece, the phase two part of the development of undergraduate majors in public health. So up to this point, there's been some of that. There's been a lot, an explosion of those kind of programs in the last several years. But up until that point, really, public health has been entry level at the master's degree. And so we're seeing it at the undergraduate degree now. So I'm going to talk about majors. So very quickly, I'm the director of the accrediting agency. We've been accrediting master's degrees and doctoral degrees in public health since 1974, which is when my agency was born. But actually, the American Public Health Association accredited those programs and schools since 1946. So we've been doing this a whole lot longer than just the last several years. But I would say on or around 2000, 2001, there was a lot of interest by the health education community. And that particular part of public health has been educating at the undergraduate level for some time. And their entry into practice, so the certified health education specialist, has been at the undergraduate level for a while. And so they had created a task force, they had some interest, and they formally requested that CEPH consider accrediting programs, undergraduate programs in community health education at the baccalaureate level. We basically at that time said we would think about it, and we did. We thought and talked. Around 2005, we kind of started to move a bit, and schools of public health that are accredited and have had undergraduate programs in their school have been able to include any undergraduate programs they offer in their unit of accreditation. In fact, they've had to. It's a requirement. In 2005, our public health programs at the graduate level, if they also had an affiliated undergraduate program taught by the same faculty in the same department, they were able to move that program into their unit of accreditation. So we began accrediting kind of affiliated undergraduate programs in public health, and I'm putting community health education kind of under the larger umbrella of public health. It's an important component of it. We also developed a technical assistance paper in 2005 talking about how to incorporate undergraduate degrees in a self-study document. And then moving along into 2007, we developed our strategic plan and we included the development of a system to accredit undergraduate community health education programs that were not affiliated with accredited schools of public health or graduate programs in public health. We incorporated that into our strategic plan. We decided we were going to set that up. It was something that was being demanded by the field. And also in 2007, the United States Department of Education, that recognizes accreditors and their legitimacy, included undergraduate accreditation in our scope of recognition. In 2008, we moved ahead on that strategic plan goal, and we developed a plan and a timeline to accredit the undergraduate community health education degrees. The idea was that there was a lot of demand at the from non-community health education undergraduate degrees, but that we would start there, that they wanted though that particular group of programs were demanding accreditation. We were able to do that, and we thought that we would start in that area. We actually drafted criteria to do that. In 2009, the field said, whoa, you're getting ahead of where we are. We need more time to talk. We need more time to comment. And we said, you know, that's a fair comment. We're happy to take that. So we kind of put on hold what we were doing, and we solicited comments from organizations, both community health education as well as public health, AACNU. We really broadened that public health practice, so NACHO, ASTO, all of the public health organizations. We came up with 35 of them, and we solicited comments on things such as feasibility, content, process, and also, and really importantly, unintended consequences. And we considered those comments in 2010. These were the principles that we put forward for that organizational content, that it would not distract our focus from graduate education. We would consider baccalaureate degrees only, meaning we understand that associate degrees are developing as well, but at this point in time, we're really only looking at the baccalaureate undergraduate level. That they would prepare for entry into practice. Again, we were still looking at the community health education at this point. And that those programs would embrace public health competencies as well as the NCHET competencies. We'd use the same procedures. It would be a separate criteria document, and it would be revenue neutral. So we wouldn't be balancing this new program on the backs of others. So of those 35 organizations from whom we solicited comments, 11 responded, community health education and public health, and two main things really came out of that comment process. Number one, don't limit it to community health education. That was clear. That was even clear from the comments that we received from some of the community health education organizations. They thought that that was too limiting and that it was a lot broader than that. There was a lot being developed and a lot that needed some quality assurance related to it in undergraduate public health majors, whether community health education or not. Second thing is the major unintended consequence that people identified for us was that if we didn't do it, somebody would do it. So they all preferred that we actually move ahead with that as opposed to letting some other agency develop and start accrediting, you know, undergraduate over here, graduate over here, and fracturing the field. They wanted us to figure out a way to do that. So we decided to explore further. So in February of this year, we brought together 12 who we called thought leaders. And actually, Dr. Albertine was one of the thought leaders that we brought together. But those are some of the organizations that were represented. So it was very broad, and those were high-level folks. So high-level CDC, high-level HRSA, RWJ, high-level people that are involved in this area. And we discussed all aspects of this potential move into accreditation of undergraduate programs or quality assurance in undergraduate programs. They brainstormed, they prioritized, and these are some of the things that they, some of the ideas that they came up with that were very important to undergraduate programs that we may look at. And I think, you know, reading through that list, you can probably all agree that those are things that are kind of philosophical in public health, things like service learning and the importance of students and diversity, those kinds of issues. That group came up with three consensus statements, and this is really important in the way that we are going to move ahead. We are going to remain true to these consensus statements. So number one, just to paraphrase, that quality assurance might be necessary, and that quality assurance may be in the form of accreditation for baccalaureate-level public health majors. And again, that includes community health education majors as part of public health, the way that we see it. All of those majors will have a different focus. Some more liberal arts, some more professionally focused, but they will all have a different focus. That it is a collaborative process that has to involve key stakeholders. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything that happens in this area will be broadly disseminated for comment and comments incorporated and disseminated again and feedback taken. That's a part of what we do. And that, and this is also very important, that whatever criteria are developed to accredit what we call freestanding, so those unaffiliated with graduate public health, would have to meet the same quality standards that one inside of public health would have to meet, so that there isn't a quality gradient, depending on where that is. So that does mean that there will have to, for example, be some, for example, faculty that are trained in public health to actually interact with these students, no matter where they are. That's an important principle. Not that the liberal arts don't contribute, they absolutely do, but there's also the principle that public health has something special to offer in and of itself for majors. So where are we now? We just adopted new graduate criteria in June of 2011, and in that criteria revision, based on the comments that we received from the field, because again, we circulate everything broadly when we're doing revisions, we pulled out undergraduate public health have its own criterion in the self-study. It was integrated throughout. We now pulled it out so that it had its own sort of response area in our self-study process. And that also forced the council to really think about what they expected. And so these are the main things that they determined were important in majors. So 12 semester hours of core public health knowledge, including one course in epidemiology being the basic science of public health. If you are a major in public health, hopefully you understand enough of what that is to take a course in it. But that there should be those 12 semester hours of the core public health knowledge. And they can be overlapping or integrated into the same, you know, coursework. Elective public health related coursework, and then this is where you get kind of the liberal arts integration piece of that. Or in the case of a professional program intended for entry to practice, such as community health education, this would be where the NCHEC competencies come in, for example. And then a capstone experience that matches the rest of that program. So community health educators, it may be important for them to do an internship in community health education, may be important for a more liberal arts focused program to do some kind of capstone or integrative experience, you know, undergraduate research project, that kind of thing. But it must have a capstone. But we don't define or make you define your undergraduate program as academic or professional, because we understand that there kind of can be one, can be the other, can be a mix of both. In October, so this is just a couple of weeks ago, had another council meeting, and they discussed this issue again, and we were talking about specifically freestanding undergraduate programs. What is it going to look like eventually for accreditation? There are a lot of things that are a whole lot different in undergraduate education than in graduate education. And so we're going to be looking at those things very carefully. We developed three small work groups on the three areas that you see there. So leadership management governance, faculty qualifications, and program assessment and student learning assessment. And they will be coming back to the full council with recommendations about what principles there should look like. And again, we intend to use a principle-based approach. So we're trying not to be prescriptive. It's very difficult to do that in the broad diversity that we have. But we certainly can have principles to which we adhere. And that's the approach that we're hoping to take. So there are kind of parallel tracks going on right now, and things have been talked about, other presenters are looking at them. So we're looking at developing criteria, learning from the undergraduate programs. We're already accrediting the ones that are affiliated with the graduate programs, and then also developing criteria and assessment that are specific for undergraduate. And we already have what I talked about, our curricular standards at this point. They're pretty open. They're based on our five core areas of public health. But there's also this public health education continuum project that I think Dr. Miner is going to talk a little bit more about. And that is a project that's led by the Association of Schools of Public Health, again, broadly participatory. So not only are members from outside of that organization, but also they will submit comments and drafts for comment, and so everyone should really look for those and feel free to comment on them. And the idea is to focus on learning outcomes for each level, so undergraduate, and graduate, as well as, well, master's as well as doctoral level. And so hopefully at that point, there's a lot of cross-fertilization between those two efforts, and they will come together eventually, we're hoping, in the next couple of years. So in conclusion, next couple of years, expect drafts, and comment on the drafts, please. Read them, comment on them. This is something that's fast-moving, and we all need feedback, so please do that. And expect community health education programs, because they've been anticipating this, to be among the first, but not the only. So, breathe deeply and normally. I know this is, I guess I get a lot of feedback at these sessions, and it's going to be a wild ride. So, thank you very much.